No, avatars actually a bit more, or characters a bit more complicated for us, so custom animations for, like, so you can do like collisions and everything, that should be very, very soon. For avatars, it's just that we're doing it now, and, you know, like I said initially, like, the goal is to give you all the power to create any dance or any movements you like with animations. In VR, we don't need that, obviously, but it's coming. It's being there, and we need to figure out the best way to kind of create it.
I've kind of assumed with custom animations for avatars that you guys would come up with some sort of priority kind of model where an animation takes over some parts of your body, but not all parts.
Yeah, so it's, for example, if you look at sitting down, which we're working on actually this week, it's kind of two steps. You know, you walk up to a chair, you sit down, so it's two, three different animations at the same time, like, and then male, female sitting, and so a person in our team is actually working, he's doing it in mocap currently, and we just, so it's to make it right. You know, running took a long time to get right, just sitting and fiddling with it, it took us like 6 months. We had it very early on, as many of you know, and then we took it away because it wasn't good enough, and now it's there again, and it's going to be better and better. We've still got a little way to go, but I'm super happy how it ended up. Like, it shouldn't be like more smooth, like, stop, so you don't just stop running. So it should be like in real life, you actually slow down a bit, and all that stuff is being worked on as well. See a big upgrade this year to the speech animations. They're going to be much, much better. And again, working really hard on singing. So you can actually plug in, like, you can, so the avatars will be able to look realistic when they sing. Which singing actually means, it means more like, you know, you lift more part of your face when you, especially female singing. Look at Celine Dion when she's singing or something. More muscles in the face are being used, and that's actually in the, I got a lot of demos trying it out currently, and it'll be real fun. You can do concerts in a whole new way, like, on, put together groups and stuff like that and sing together, and it looks I just tried, like, putting my iPhone next to, like, playing music in the microphone, and it really works. It looks really cool and it works well.
And Virtual Ability was asking, will we be able to sit on things anytime soon?
Yes, that will come very soon. We're actually working on that. It's so much to do, like, how do we click on it and all that stuff, and but it's being, someone is actually working on sitting currently.
So the sitting, is that something that would be incorporated into the object itself? Say I were to upload like one of those sofas back there, would I have to incorporate some kind of point or position for the person to sit in it? Or would that be handled inside of Sansa, or I would just say this object is able to sit?
Yeah, we're looking at different things. So it could be like you drag something on top of it. It could be that you actually, like, do what you just said in Sansa, where you kind of, as a creator, you decide where people can sit. But I want to be able to go around and sit, like, on this cornhole thing.
Sit on the edge of this thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we need to find the best solution there, like, so make sure. But I want to be able to sit on the edge here.
Yeah,
and the problem in VR is that, and here's not the desk abuser won't face, is that when I'm stand up and if I click sit, some people actually sit down. We've had one or two accidents here when people do something, there's no chair, they sit, their avatar sit and they sit. But me,
like,
for example, now I'm just standing in a blank room, in an empty room. If I would just sit, my mind would probably say, oh, I'm gonna sit,
yeah,
and I'm gonna sit, and that's gonna be horrible. It's gonna be painful.
Yeah, if it like just takes, if you were to like just right click on it and like an override just takes over your animation and it like walks you towards the chair, it sits you down, but it turns you around so that you're facing in the direction that you're sitting, so you don't have to move yourself physically in the real world, but your avatar will take over.
Yes, that's a really good point. For example, but if you look at Siggy up in the tree up there, actually, like, should you be able to sit up there? Potentially, yes. That would be cool. But one thing that also comes, if you look at that spaceship up there, for example, with object animation, with collision, you'll be able to do all that. So you can create your own ships, anything that flies, basically, right?